Well, another great performance came from the Brisbane Lions as it was almost as if a switch was flicked at half-time. Oh, and perhaps if someone could clarify that for us, it's the Lions captain in Dane Zorko, who was outstanding. The midfield was just electric. Dane, thank you for joining us on AFL Nation right around Australia. It was, as I said, like a switch was flicked. What happened at half-time?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. We went in at half-time. Obviously, we were able to score a couple of late goals in that second quarter to head into the break with a nice little margin of 20 points. But I thought in the third quarter, we just got back to doing our basics right. We were able to win clearances, contested ball. Our numbers were really high. And it allowed us to play, the game in our half, which is, I think, what most teams probably want to do these days, is get the ball forward and apply pressure until you score. And we're certainly able to do that in that third quarter.
Yeah, Dan, it was an impressive quarter, as I've seen from any team this year. What really got me taking notice was plus 43 in disposals in the third quarter, but also out-tackling the opposition by 14 when you had the footy for the whole time. So it was a hungry, disciplined performance from a group that clearly wanted to make a statement outside of Queensland.
Yeah, we're obviously a little bit disappointed with what happened in the Carlton game, especially in that second half. But we didn't, we didn't let that affect us going into the break. We reviewed the Carlton game. We also reviewed our first half of the season. And then last week I thought we trained really well. We obviously, having the break really gives you an opportunity to refresh mentally, and I thought we did that. And then a really strong key indicator for us is how well we train. And I thought both Tuesday and Thursday sessions were exceptional. And we really wanted to come back to Marvel this weekend and put up a really strong performance and play our brand of football. And we were able to do that, which is probably the most pleasing thing.
What's the mindset when you're running about to kick it inside 50? You see Charlie Cameron isolated one-on-one. I guess the instruction is just to put it on the ground or put it in front of him, because he was unstoppable yesterday.
Yeah, he certainly was. He certainly played a little bit deeper than probably what he has in the last few weeks. It's probably helps his game style a little bit and the way he likes to attack the ball. But it certainly is exciting, his ability to win 50-50 contests and then be able to hit the scoreboard. I just reflected on it this morning, and some of those goals are just outrageous, what he's able to do and the meterage he's able to get in separation off his opponent so quickly. Look, we're very fortunate to have someone of his skills, talent in our team, and I'm really happy for him because he's had his little bit of woes in front of goals before the break, but he certainly fixed them up during his time off, and he's come back in fine form, which is nice.
Dane Terry Wallace, congratulations. His goal where he was on the ground then bounced up and kicked the goal was pretty incredible. Oh. I want to go to the other end of the scale. Big Oscar,
yep.
Big O.
Roy.
Yep.
You go back sort of 18 months ago, you guys internally would sort of know, but when I watched him play his first couple of games, I sort of had a bit of a chuckle and sort of said, you guys are kidding, aren't you? But the improvement, I mean, we saw it, the North Melbourne game where he clunked all those marks, but again yesterday, I mean, they were legitimate contested marks that he continued to take.
Yeah, I think he ended up taking six, which is, I think maybe it might be the stat that's underrated a little bit. Contested marks are so important. When you have trust that your big guys are kicking down the line and they're there to take marks, it really does relieve a lot of pressure in the back line. And him yesterday was exceptional. But, he's been doing that in the reserves for a couple of years now. And I think he started to really start working well with Steph Martin in the ruck. And he's just another great option for us if he wants to play forward. And he's a really strong bailout target down the line for us. So he's been exceptional since he's come to the team. He plays a team role. He's the most selfless player that I think I've ever played with. He does everything for the team and never wants any credit for anything. So he's an amazing player to play with.
Dane, the other bloke that I'm really wrapped for, I mean, you've got some fantastic youngsters sort of coming through and that sort of thing. But for me, Daniel Rich, he could have been a player going back 3 or 4 years ago. Oh, I'm homesick, like you've had so many around that football club. WA's beckoning me to go back. But he's done the hard yards and he's really playing with a real consistency now as well.
Yeah, he is. I thought towards the back end of last year, he started to find a little bit of form again. Like, he obviously had a fantastic breakout season in his first year, and then he sort of went cold for a little bit. But now I think he's really settled down in the back line. He's obviously matured a lot as well. He's nearly played 200 games. I think he's 5 short of that. So he's certainly getting better and better. And I think it was probably built off the back of a really strong preseason. He was injury free this year. He was able to do, you know, 95% of preseason, which is, you know, what most AFL players probably want to do. And I think we're just starting to see that consistency and that form coming out in his game. And he's not only doing it offensively, but his defence stuff is exceptional as well.
The coach has shown an unbelievable amount of faith in Cam Rayner as well. At times, I probably thought he may have needed to go back to get a run around and get some footy in his hands at the lower level. But as skipper of the club, the effort that he brought to the game yesterday, once again, not massive numbers, but there was an intensity about his game that I haven't seen for a few weeks, Dane.
Yeah, he just looked energised. He looked like he probably really needed the break, Cam. And he certainly trained really well this week. And I thought we saw that in his game. He brought energy to the contest. I was really pleased with what he did off ball with his tackling. The pressure that he applied the forward lines for us to enable us to get forward half turnovers was really good. Towards the end, he started taking really important marks for us as well. He's really, really strong overhead. You know, him laying those tackles and being in the game early gives you that little bit of self-confidence and self-belief. And later on, you start taking marks. It's funny how it sort of works like that. He certainly got heavily involved in the second half, which I was really pleased for.
Dane, a question a little bit off Broadway, just about your staff up there. Chris Fagan come to your football club as really a football manager who had coached in a previous time, and it seems to have worked out beautifully. There's some clubs out there that are looking for coaches at the moment. I worked with David Noble when he was at the Bulldogs early doors before he went across to Adelaide, and he won a premiership as a VFL coach at that stage. What have you seen of him? And if somebody just asked you, you know, out of the blue, how do you think he would go in the type of role that Chris Fagan's in, what would you say to them?
First of all, he can stay with us, all right? He's not going anywhere. he's fantastic. I think both Nobes and Fake are really, really strong believers of making really good relationships with people and players. And I think that's probably one thing that David and Fake have both brought into the club is, you know, being engaged with everyone, really getting to know them on a personal level. And that's what I think all of our players have really found a lot of benefit out of. So I'm sure Nobes would be a fantastic senior coach. Hopefully he doesn't leave us because I think he's done an amazing job with us and we love having him here. But he certainly probably has the capabilities to be a senior coach just of how strong and how good he is at building really strong relationships with people.
Now, for those that missed the game, Dane had an interesting moment where he was on the mark. I think it was young Parker having a shot for goal from St Kilda. And the way that he's put him off is to actually mimic the set shot for goal. And it worked beautifully. You rattled him. And I reckon a few other opposition players might be doing the same.
Well, look, Kane, I can't take the credit for it. I saw someone else doing it in the competition. And I was like, that's brilliant.
Who was it?
So I tried it a few times. I don't know. I cannot remember who it was. So whoever's out there and whoever's done it, you can have the credit. But
love it.
I saw someone else do it, and it worked for them. I did the training a couple of times, and it worked for me there. And I thought, oh, look, I don't want him to kick this goal. And, I put him off.
So, it was brilliant.
I don't mind it.
So it wasn't a spur of the moment thing. You had it on your mind, and you were just waiting to get on the mark and let it
go. Yeah, correct. Yeah, exactly right.
Well, you've got Melbourne next week at home, so good luck for that. But the side's travelling beautifully at the moment, nestled nicely in the eight. Good luck in the future, and we wish you all the best. Thanks for joining us on AFL Nation.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Dane Zorko, having a wonderful season leading out the Brisbane Lions, who are looking